Okay, guys, welcome to Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Paul coming on as a guest today, not to be confused with Ron Paul. Don Paul is a researcher. He's done a lot of work on 9/11. And he'll be coming on today and doing what will be part one of a two-part series covering 9/11, the New World Order. Part two is supposed to be tomorrow, but turns out RBN is going to be running some reruns tomorrow and into the weekend. They're moving some equipment around. As you know, we've relocated our office. So they're going to be busy moving equipment, setting it up. So because of that, we won't be doing part two tomorrow. I'm going to have to reschedule Don Paul for next month sometime. Probably be doing that later today. But anyway, part one today of his synopsis of 9/11 should be very interesting. Don Paul's done a lot of writing. In fact, he sent me a package filled with stuff, DVDs. He writes poetry, all kinds of stuff. Very interesting guy. But anyway, so that's on the agenda for today. Before introducing him, of course, as always, I'm going to go over some announcements. By the way, I got to mention this real quick. This is interesting. I just saw this article on Yahoo. Bush won't supply subpoenaed documents. Gee, how surprising. You know, this is like Condoleezza. She was subpoenaed, of course, back a month ago, 6 weeks ago. Absolutely refused to comply with the subpoena. You try doing that sometime, folks. You get subpoenaed, and you try not complying, and you see what's going to happen to you. And here we have these scoundrels in Washington, this illegitimate, unelected, fascist, dictatorial, constitution-trampling, economy-raping, mass-murdering, thievish, fascist dictatorship here. They totally get away with this stuff. They view themselves as above the law. Bush wasn't kidding when he told CNN, December of 2000, things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship, as long as I'm the dictator. Listen to this. President Bush, moving toward a constitutional showdown with Congress, asserted executive privilege Thursday and rejected lawmakers' demands for documents that could shed light on the firings of federal prosecutors. Nothing to hide. We just don't want to comply. And we don't need to, because we're so honest, we want you to take our word for it without having to provide you documentation. We've never done anything that would make you suspicious of us before, so why should you think we're lying now? We're so insulted that you would even ask for those documents to verify what you know must be the truth simply because we said it, that we're not going to comply with you. Because we have nothing to hide. We've never had anything to hide. We've never done anything wrong or even questionable. Oh, pinch me. I got to close that window because just seeing that face look at me makes me want to vomit. Anyway, just to remind you guys, we've got Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, available $14.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org. You can order there through PayPal. Reminder, too, you can get my books, The New World Disorder, or Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or for that matter, any number of my other ramblings that I've got posted on there in the coming weeks and months. I'll be putting more of my works up there. But you can go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and you can simply type my name in. That's the best way to find my books. Just type in Charles Giuliani, that's G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back with Don Paul, talking about 9/11 some more.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're tired of playing the foolish games here. In fact, if you're tired of the foolish games that the government's playing with the Browns up in Hampshire, let me give you those numbers again. Keep calling them, guys. Every day, harass them. They like harassing the Browns. So harass the local officials there to make sure they're doing their job protecting the Browns from the federal thugs. 603-271-2121 for the governor. For the sheriff, 603-863-4200. And for the county commissioner, 603-863-2560. Tell them that you expect them to be doing the jobs that are required of them, that they're being paid for by our tax dollars, and protecting these citizens who have not violated any law from these criminals. And remind them that some criminals do have badges, yeah? Anyways, all right, guys, let's bring up Ron Paul, our guest for today. We're going to be going into some more details of 9/11. As I've said before, you can't talk about that enough. It is, in fact, the biggest crime in American history that to this day, regardless what side of the fence you fall on, it has not been solved. No evidence has ever been presented by the government to buttress its story that bin Laden was behind. As a matter of fact, the FBI has admitted they don't have any credible evidence to connect him with the crime. So who did it? It's not solved. You can't stop talking about it because it's unsolved. Anyway, welcome to the show, Don. How's it going?
Hey, good, Charles. Good to talk with you again.
Yeah. So here we go.
All right. Yeah, I'm kind of assuming that the greater number of your audience is familiar with enough facts about the realities of 9/11/01 that we don't need to say much to prove to that audience that it was an inside job that had to have involved major financial players in New York as well as operatives within the U.S. government.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I've focused, Charles, as you know, on the crimes in New York City, co-authoring with Jim Hoffman the book Waking Up From Our Nightmare that came out in 2004. The first half of that book concerned proofs of demolition for the Twin Towers and for WTC-7. And the third part was called The Financiers Behind 9/11, and that concerned immediate beneficiaries of what happened on that day, people who had real estate interests and then the greater corporate interests in terms of what I reduced to an acronym of GOD, G-O-D-D, guns, oil, drugs, and debt. And, of course, the weapons makers had a field day after 9/11 because 9/11 has been the pretext for the U.S. invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq. So all the people who profit from war have made a great deal of money from 9/11. And
they certainly have.
Yep.
And, you know, that's an important point. You know, debates aside and the inconsistencies of the official story aside, look at who stands to gain. You know, anybody ever watch Columbo?
Yeah.
Always looked for who gained. And it's not that they were guilty, but, you know, he knew that 99 out of 100 times that was your party. And
yeah.
If you focused on them, sure enough, almost every time the evidence would turn up that, in fact, they were the guilty party.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who stood to gain here? Osama bin Laden didn't gain. The Taliban didn't gain. Nobody in Afghanistan gained. Certainly not Iraq, but Iraq, of course, was never made. You know, there was never any connection made. Bush has admitted there was no connection.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And they were simply incapable of having carried out the crimes. When we look at the facts of the crimes,
oh, sure.
You know, they could not have demolished the World Trade Centers. They could not have stood down the U.S. military.
The most high-tech radar system in the world that monitors every square inch of cubic inch of airspace over North America.
Yeah.
And somehow these untrained, and they were untrained, pilots were able to circumnavigate their way around the whole Northeast sector, which has the most highest concentration of military bases, without mm-hmm. so much as an eyelash batting at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a total of almost 2 hours. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's the bridge? Bye.
It simply couldn't have been them. And once one accepts that, a whole world opens up for sight. And, you know, I think more and more people are coming to that recognition, that realization, are ready to step forward with a new understanding. They've gotten
over. The ones
who
by now either don't have brains or don't have a conscience.
Something. I mean, you have to give people a lot of slack in terms of not being, you know, if you're stuck in the middle of almost anywhere and have only access to mass media. Mass media tells such a thoroughgoing wall of lies that, you know, it's difficult. And it was difficult on the day because they attacked us in normal human empathy. You know, we were just traumatized, at least speaking for myself. I was, you know, so shocked by the loss of life that was described on that day that I really didn't begin to reason until the following day and saw an enormous gap between the second hit to a twin tower and hit to the Pentagon. You know, 32 minutes and they couldn't intercept an airliner headed to the most heavily defended building on Earth. Yeah. Anyway, if we could return to our thread of cui bono, who benefited? Well, the weapons makers benefited. The oil producers have certainly benefited. If you look at the chart of them.
And, you know, who owns some of those weapons makers? You've got United Defense, owned by the Carlyle Group, which, of course, Daddy Bush was heavily invested. It still is.
Right. The same families control all the major beneficiary corporations, and they're kind of centered in the banks. And that's what I came to after, you know, I began to write about 9/11 the day after because I was doing columns for the San Francisco Bayview at the time. And the longer I looked, the more holes appeared and the more gaping those holes were. But by 3 years into research, it became clear to me that the banks, above all, needed 9/11. And returning again to the threat of cui bono and who benefited, the biggest single...
something else people need to realize, and boy, this is a fruitful bit of research if you start looking into it. Look at the swinging door that pivots between the Pentagon and these big contracting companies.
Right.
You'll have people who leave contracting companies, come to the Pentagon, or vice versa. Sometimes they'll start out with one, go to the other, and then come back, and it's astonishing. This, people, you can't miss this. It's right in your face what's going on here.
Right. Yeah, definitely the military-industrial complex described long ago is a major player, but the military-industrial complex is controlled by the financiers who have such a heavy presence in Lower Manhattan and gained so much by the crimes of that day. So we got the weapons makers, the oil producers, and then we've got the drugs element, which is so large. As I was saying, the single largest windfall from 9/11 was the revival of the opium crop in Afghanistan, which now accounts for more than $200 billion a year in the, it's a legal narcotics market. And once that money is laundered through banks, it accounts for a 20 times multiple of that amount. That is about $4 trillion a year is produced by the opium crop in Afghanistan, which had been nullified by the Taliban in the 9 months preceding 9/11. So to me, that is a major point about the crimes that is completely overlooked by mass media.
There's literally thousands of major problems with the official story, massive inconsistencies.
Right.
None of this, absolutely none of it, is it's no surprise. I mean, they're not giving any attention to Ron Paul in the media.
Yeah.
They're not harping on, the fact that we were lied into war and how this president needs to be impeached, that this is a major crime, a war crime against humanity. It's an international crime, not just in this country,
Yeah. Yeah, but what I find heartening of late is, more and more people are recognizing the particulars of the crime of 9/11 or beginning to make linkage to other crimes very like 9/11 that have aimed to do the same thing, to increase state control and reduce the possibility for resistance among the native population here. They're beginning to see the connection between Oklahoma City in 1995 and the World Trade Center bombings in 1993, both of which had heavy federal involvement in them, and both of which led to that state repression that we were talking about. You see the polls that George W. Bush's approval now is only 29%, and the U.S. Congress is even lower at 23%. I think people are readier than they've ever been for a change, a fundamental change, and that to me is the major value we can take from the terrible atrocities of 9/11, is that it'll let us see to the bottom of it and make the changes that we need to make to get out from under the credit system.
Here's something interesting, too. The official 9/11 defenders, the government shillers there, their argument is, you point out all these problems, they'll say, well, yeah, there's no question there was incompetence. They could have been more on the ball. That's as far as they're willing to go with this or willing to let you go with it. They'll consent to that. Yeah. Okay, fine. It was total incompetence, which, of course, is ridiculous. It goes way beyond that. But nevertheless, okay, total incompetence. Well, then why the heck are they still in office?
They were all promoted for their incompetence.
How could any of them still be in power? Why wasn't there any reprimands, any firings, nothing?
Because they did their job. They did the job that was assigned to them, actually. The same reason that Michael Chertoff ascended in power after the debacle. And I'm living in New Orleans now.
Which is little cronies, little lapdogs. All right, folks, quick break. Be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Okay, guys, we're going to lay it on the line here on Truth Hurts Radio. Don Paul, our guest here, coming back to the problems with 9/11. There's no end to them. And,
right.
You know, if there was any truth to the official story, what you would find over time, more and more evidence would come out to silence the skeptics, to show that... You know, you would be able to see that, yeah, gee, we made some initial assumptions that weren't correct, and, you know, this such and such has come out now and has totally discredited that, and we can see that we jumped the gun, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No, that's
not the
case.
I got something really interesting in the mail last week. It was a note from an activist in California saying that Air America's Tom Hartman had opened the possibility for a one-hour-long debate on 9/11. And this fellow had asked me to, you know, be disprover of the official story in that debate. And I said they'd open it up for a few days, and there were 100 or so prospects step forward to disprove the official story, and not a single person could be recruited to defend the official story, which to me was really remarkable and indicative of the kind of gains we've made in the last year, because... you know, a year ago they were trotting out Chertoff and popular mechanics and trying to debunk the obvious truths of demolition and stand down and so forth, and now they can't even find somebody.
They did debunk it, don't you know? They did this intensely scientific examination, and they determined that no explosives were used without having to examine the steel for explosive residue. That's how competent they are.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's impressive. They also determined that steel can melt under insulating piles of ash and dust, that the temperature can raise from 800 degrees to 2,000 degrees. Wow, new laws of physics. I hope they've informed the textbook companies to...
That was one of the best articles that... has been published about, you know, the obvious anomalies with the fall of the Twin Towers, you know, how they were able to explode into dust at the immediate onset of the falls. It was called Muslims Suspend the Laws of Physics.
Well, you know, with the power of Allah, we can't rule that out. That could be a factor.
Yeah. Anyway, I think most of your audience has an open mind and has probably already examined enough of the phenomena of the day to be persuaded that it had to be an inside job. And then it becomes, you know, I think where it's at now is identifying who could have accomplished both the commission of the crimes and, even more importantly, the cover-up of the crimes. Who has enough control of the media to insert somebody like Jerome Hauer onto CBS on the very day of 9/11, suggesting, no, that it could not have been a demolition? Because, you know, the anchors in the first hour, Jennings and Rather in particular, were saying demolition, you know, saying that all the characteristics of a demolition is the towers. They reviewed the tape of the towers going down. But Jerome Hauer, who is maybe new to some of your audience, he was Giuliani's director of emergency operations between 1996 and 2000. He was also the person responsible for the emergency command center on the 23rd.
Let's just stop calling President Giuliani now. Diebold has willed it.
Well, the more they know about, I don't think they'll be able to float him unless there is another 9/11.
What's the difference? Hillary, Obama, they're all
That's true.
Same mold.
That, and I think that's what people are coming to realize with those poll numbers, you know, 29% approval of Bush and 23% approval of Congress.
Every week or month there's a new article. Bush has dropped to a new low, and yet he's still hovering around 30%, you know. knock it off. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so we're talking about Hauer and how, you know, he could get on immediately, and the whole spin in mass media shift, so that in Jim's and my book, Waking Up From Our Nightmare, we've got 62 headlines from across the United States on September 12th, and uniformity is just staggering. You know, it's America attacked, Day of Infamy, all the things we're supposed to be active in a psychological operation that would have been planned long before, you know, the, another Pearl Harbor that PNAC had suggested in 2000 and Brzezinski had suggested in 1997, for another instance of how Republicans and Democrats go together, both saying Pearl Harbor. And your audience may have gone back and examined Pearl Harbor and found out that that actually was an operation least enabled by the Roosevelt administration.
That movie came out 3 months before 9/11, the Pearl Harbor movie.
Yeah.
And what a piece of propaganda that was.
I honestly didn't see it, but I can imagine.
Oh, you didn't miss much.
Yeah.
That one scene where they show FDR standing up. I don't even know if this even happened. It's Hollywood for you.
Uh-huh.
He stands up and he says, I forget how we worded it, but something to the effect that I might be handicapped, but that's not going to stop me from, you know, and he stands up, and then the audience is like cheering, you know, like he's their hero. Oh, that's our man, FDR. Yeah, the guy who sold us out to the Federal Reserve with his little Emergency Banking Relief Act. All right, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back.
All right.
What it's done to me, lose the love I knew,
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got Don Paul on as our guest. This just in, it seems the immigration bill did not get passed. So if anybody has the phone number for Council on Foreign Relations, would you please give them a call and send our condolences? I'm sure it's a very sad day there at the council. Some of these guys are probably going to be, prescribed with Prozac or something. Very depressing day for them. Tisk, tisk. Nevertheless, for the rest of the 99.9% of us, it is a day of celebration. Unbelievable, guys. If that thing did pass, I'm telling you, I got my ticket here to Moscow. Thank God. But, they're going to be at it again. Don't worry. They'll just draft up another bill, and they'll slip that in with it like they did with Patriot Act 2 when that didn't fly, and stuck it in with the 9/11 bill, that fraud thing. So don't worry. I mean, don't sit back and kick your feet up and think, okay, we won. Great. We don't have to worry now. Heck no, that's not how these scoundrels work. They'll push. They're going to continue to push. But nevertheless, today it did not pass, so that is good news. Anyway, Don, back to 9/11.
Well, that's, I think we can fit the Council of Foreign Relations into 9/11.
Yeah, definitely. Well, did you watch what Gary Hart, who at the time, anyway, was the, the co-chair? He actually said, there is a chance to use this disaster to help advance what George Bush's father, I think he's used the term once, to advance the New World Order.
Right.
Used the term once?
Yeah, he used it multiple times. But he used it, oddly, on September 11th, 1990, George H.W.
Yeah.
Bush did. Yeah, that's, and they kind of like those things. But,
Lippman,
yeah.
years to the day later.
Yeah.
They like that number, 11.
Yeah, and Hart brought that out. You know, I think it was September 14th at a Council on Foreign Relations hearing that he and Warren Rudman hosted. Yeah, so they had the blueprints are detailed and, you know, prepared for decades in advance. So in regard to the immigration bill, I'm sure they've got other, you know, means to accomplish the end. And the sad thing is people's prejudices and, you know, racism, to be honest, is played upon by these manipulators in such a way that they don't realize their common interests. You know, people think it's a good thing for the U.S. economy to take advantage of immigrant labor and so forth, and what it really does is just flatten the working class. It takes the ability to earn away from everybody across the globe, and that's the whole intention.
And, you know, here's my point. The Democrats, the libs who have been supportive of this, I asked them, wait a minute, you say you despise Bush, you can't stand Bush, and that he's our enemy, and rightly so. But why would you support this bill, which is one of the biggest puzzle pieces in his twisted jigsaw puzzle? Obviously, for him to support it, there has to be some, you know, something that you haven't seen yet. You've got to dig a little deeper here. If he supports it, how can it be good? Just on that basis alone, I can't believe that there have been many liberals, not, you know, not in recent months, I think they've been waking up, but initially very supportive.
Yeah, I think, you know, your audience is probably largely hip to it, but I find the concept New World Order to explain a lot of things that don't otherwise make sense.
Sure.
You know, like why is the United States contemplating an attack in Iraq, like one of your spots said just a few minutes ago, when it's obviously bogged into impossible bloodshed in Iraq?
Like, why is Osama bin Laden still alive when he died 4 or 5 years ago?
All those things, and which Osama bin Laden and which Saddam Hussein and so on and so forth. Yeah, but if you understand the intention to be to wreck the United States through involvement in the Middle East so that we here cannot resist domination by financiers into a credit system, it begins to it makes sense. If you understand that the U.S. is actually controlled by the City of London banks, it all begins to fall into place, and you understand that their intention is, again, to reduce national borders to nothing so that there can be one big serfdom around the earth.
Right. Yep,
yeah.
That's what they want.
Interesting, though, and I think let's till some ground that relates to the Council on Foreign Relations. And, you know, I'm always on the lookout for the next 9/11. In fact, that was the last book I wrote, Preventing the Next 9/11. But there were a lot of precursors in April and May that had some remarkable coincidence. There was a session at Washington, D.C., organized by Ashton Carter of Harvard and William Perry of Stanford on the day after, and that dealt with how the U.S. would respond to a nuclear attack. And then the very next month...
Nuclear, let's get it right.
Yeah, yeah. The very next month, there was an article come out on the CFR website saying the next attack and what we really needed to do to protect ourselves, and that was the surrender of our liberty, basically. And that occurred on May 11th, just 3 days after the so-called Fort Dix Six were arrested. And on that very same day, the San Francisco Chronicle...
And what a scary bunch they were. Almost as scary as the Miami Seven.
But... The coordination is always interesting, that these things come together so neatly. It reminded me of January of 2004 when Dick Cheney addressed the World Affairs Council in Los Angeles and warned them that the next set of terrorist attacks could create tens of thousands of casualties, even hundreds of thousands of casualties, on the very same day that the heads of ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN were meeting in Stephen Brill's apartment in Manhattan, along with Tom Ridge of Homeland Security, to discuss how to respond to the, quote, next terrorist attack.
Yeah. Is Cheney planning on going hunting again or something?
Well, this is also kind of interesting, what's happening, the big Cheney hunt and how that's ratcheted it up. I've always felt he was meant to be a fall guy, but the attention now is, it's all theater, but I gather it's theater meant to usher in a Democrat for 2008.
Well, he's got medic alert. He can fall and get up.
Yeah.
He's got his friends in high places.
Yeah. Another good thing that happened recently, Charles, was the Citizens Grand Jury in San Diego, for which I got to be chief prosecutor, and Jim Hoffman was chief investigator, and an architect named Richard Gage, who's recently formed 9/11 Architects and Engineers, or Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We all participated physically, and Kevin Ryan, the whistleblower at Underwriters Laboratories, did a nice tape about media coordination and media suppression of information, and we used some clips from Stephen Jones and other good researchers. And the long story short of that was, as chief prosecutor, I just asked for two indictments for mass murder, and that was for Rudolph Giuliani and Jerome Hauer. And the jury itself came back with presentments for the charge of conspiracy to commit mass murder, further investigation, that included, you know, a lot of kind of deep-level people, I would say, including David Rockefeller and Maurice Greenberg and Peter G. Peterson, along with Larry Silverstein, the developer who owned WTC7 and had just bought the Twin Towers 7 weeks prior to 9/11/01.
And for the first time insured them for terrorism, and he pushed heavily to get double payment in double payout in case.
Yeah, he was not satisfied with $3.6 billion. He went for $7.2
billion. Yeah.
That whole insurance angle is a great, I think, entree into understanding who benefited from 9/11 and also how the world works, because all the major players like Maurice Greenberg's AIG and Warren Hathaway's Berkshire Hathaway and so forth, they've made out like bandits in terms of increasing their premiums after 9/11. Yeah, sure, they took a hit, a little hit, for the losses on the day, but...
Well, he only put down $100 million, which is mere pocket change for him.
Oh, Silverstein. Yeah, Silverstein made out like a bandit, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But the insurers who were so bemoaning their fate immediately after 9/11, so that they went to... That's another thing that happened after 9/11, is the federal government is now responsible for 90% of the losses that an insurer will suffer from a terrorist attack.
Oh, just pick the American people's pockets, that's all, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought the result of the Citizens Grand Jury was also really positive and indicative that, you know, people are coming to that deeper understanding that we need.
I'd like to know what went on in the Silverstein hearings. We never heard any of that. You know, it wasn't public.
Uh-huh.
What was going on? You can bet that some healthy promises were made to the insurance companies. Look, shut up. Just pay them off. And, you know, probably told them, invest in Halliburton and you get all your money back. I'd like to know what these insurance companies are invested in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in fact, who owns the insurance companies? And General Electric owns...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that explains it then. Forget it. Yeah, there you go.
See, nobody loses. Nobody ever really loses except us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. I'm forgetting, to be honest, which of the major reinsurers General Electric owns. It's either, I think Buffett's got Credit Suisse, but I think might be
Jimmy?
General Reinsurance has.
Our good friend Jimmy?
Yeah.
That Bush was partying with all day on 9/11, planning their investment strategies?
Yeah, Warren. Yeah, that's another really interesting aspect of the day in terms of bizarreness. Your audience probably remembers that George Bush and Air Force One wound up in Nebraska on that day at Offutt Air Force Base.
Actually, and on that, you know what? It's Warren Buffett. I said Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. Jimmy is his nephew or something.
Yeah, right. Is he really? They're related?
Yep.
Warren and Jimmy Buffett are related. No kidding.
Yep.
Wow. don't think I like Jimmy Buffett anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, Warren hosted a party that morning, a very odd party at 8 a.m. at Offutt Air Force Base, which is also the home to the major U.S. Air Defense base. And that party at 8 in the morning involved several CEOs who traveled from New York City from their offices in the Twin Towers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Who otherwise, of course, would have been there.
Yeah.
Another one of those conveniences.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, they hedged their bets. They weren't quite sure how that day was going to go down.
And then there's the other conveniences of people who were there who otherwise wouldn't have been. But, you know, John O'Neill had just gotten hired. First day on the job.
Yeah.
He was, of course, an FBI whistleblower, and he had just gotten that job as head of security.
Yep. Yeah, and the thing about him, Charles, as you know, is that he was kind of a renegade. He was a truth teller, and he was one of the most knowledgeable people about, quote, Al-Qaeda, unquote, and Osama bin Laden. So had he been alive, you know, being a person of integrity, he just might have said, this could not be the work of Osama bin Laden. But instead, he was killed in a job that he'd gotten through Jerome Hauer. Again, that name comes up. Jerome Hauer was an advisor to Kroll Incorporated, which is a company that those of your audience don't know should look into, because if you're talking about operational accomplishment of the crimes, Kroll, I think, had to have a major, major role. It was the entity that advised on supposed increased insecurity for the World Trade Center after the 1993 bombings, and it's got a lot of people close to it who benefited a lot. One of them was Michael Cherkosky, who was the CEO of Kroll Incorporated at the time, and he has subsequently become CEO of Marsh & McLennan, a major insurance company that had been headed by Maurice Greenberg's son, Jeffrey.
Buzzy Krongard fared quite well, too, didn't he?
Excuse me?
Buzzy Krongard fared quite well. He was the head of, was it Brown & Root? And then he became deputy director of the CIA.
Yeah, Brown Brothers. Yeah, he was...
They did $5 million worth of the insider trading, too.
Right. And they go back... Yeah, interesting just to trace all the links, and so you make sure that you just understand these people are pure criminals. Brown Brothers goes back to funding Nazi Germany through Prescott Bush, George W. Bush's grandfather, and George H.W. Bush's father, in partnership with Democrat Averell Harriman, you know, in the 1930s.
Yeah, yeah. Fascism runs deep in the Bush blood.
Yeah, they like it. Yeah.
Man, oh, man. You know, guys, man, how can you get around this? How can you deny this? This stuff is all fact, all easily verifiable, and yet there's still people out there who are defending the official story with vehemence. They're obviously liars. All you have to do is listen to these people. Familiarize yourself with the facts first. And then just go and listen to these people. You know, look at what they're saying or read what they're writing. You know they're lying.
Yeah, I really think that, like we were talking about, not being able to find a single person to publicly defend the official story at this point.
It's not defendable.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of people have done a good job, yourself included, because I know you've written about it, as well as, you know, offered people platforms with your show. So it's working, you know. We just have to figure out a way outside the GODD system they've got us under, you know. And the debt is the biggest part. I've noticed in your ads, a lot of them are, you know, about getting away from fiat currency and somehow protecting oneself against the inevitable disintegration of the U.S. dollar. I think that's really positive.
Right, because it is coming down by design.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, there isn't a day that goes by now I don't see some article talking about the demise of the dollar and the economy's on the brink of collapse. Well, yeah, they've been planning this for a long time.
Yeah, and that goes hand in hand with the U.S. involvement in the Middle East. You know, that what we're talking about is trying to understand how these supposed incompetence or absurdities are taking place. They're taking place with a very cynical, calculated design. It's the exact reverse of what they claim to be.
Well, they want grand-scale war in the Middle East right now. That's what they're working toward. They've been at this heavily since last year when Israel went into Lebanon. They want a broader conflict, and it's not working. The Arabs are far smarter than they've given them credit for. They're taking the bait.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And but they're relentless. These scoundrels, they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Look what they're doing to the Palestinians. They're hoping that that's going to set off a reaction. You know, they're just mass and mass. They're murdering women, children. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. But as you say, the people have been through it, who have experienced through generations there in the Middle East, they are refusing to be gulled into being provoked into something that's going to annihilate them.
They're smarter than these plotters are, obviously.
Yeah. Well, maybe when we come back, we can talk about some hopeful alternatives we're doing here in New Orleans and elsewhere.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Thirst Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Paul on the line. So, yeah, Don, you were talking about things that you're doing to, because this is the most important part of waking up to 9/11. It's, you know, what do you do about it? We've got to turn this thing around because they're ready to finish us off.
Yeah. You know, I think it would be great if the citizens' grand jury took hold and multiplied by the hundreds across the United States. That way communities could inform themselves and empower themselves. One of the next projects that Jim Hoffman and I are going to undertake is a template for grand juries that will draw on the information that was assembled in San Diego and, you know, let everyone come to their own conclusions. I think, you know, coming to that realization is essential, and then taking the steps to divorce oneself from the system that has got us enslaved and endangered. And I think it's really, really important not to get blinded by any kind of prejudice. I was listening to the ads there in the break, and you know, the Jewish conspiracy to take over the world. And I think that's really a big mistake to ascribe any, you know, a plot to a single ethnicity. You know, there are partnered plutocracies.
I use the, when it comes to that, I use the term Zionism because that's what it is. It's
right.
Political ideology. It's nothing. Most Zionists aren't Jews, and most Jews aren't Zionists. So, it really frustrates me.
And they're, in a way, I think they're, you know, they're struggling for power, and they're certainly malevolent. But they, I think, are being gulled by greater powers. I think they're kind of like Nazis. Sure. I mean, Nazis were certainly atrocious, but they were, in some regards, ultimately pawns. They were.
What
used.
I'd like to point out is, you know, sites like JewsAgainstZionism.com. You want to call them anti-Semitic? Well, go to that website and call them anti-Semitic. You know,
right.
They're
Yeah.
It's like saying that if you go against Hitler, you're anti-Aryan. Yeah. You
yeah.
Know,
yeah. Yeah. Because the Jewish race has contributed so much to the human race, and you know, to get blinded by people who are basically just exploiting. I mean, the Rothschilds, I don't think, give a hoot about Jews.
Well, you know? They're not even Jews, literally. I mean, they were actually a German family that adopted the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
You know, and so they became spirit. What do you call it?
Yeah, it's a lot more interesting, I think, to investigate people who are into that abuse of ritual, you know, and justifying their elitism. That's interesting, and that connects a lot of these people, and I think that's a major nerve that needs to be struck. I've been talking with somebody who's just beginning to read the Franklin conspiracy, and you know, I think that, along with 9/11 and trying to return people to the day of 9/11 and the emotions they felt at that time, and the sickness and the anger, and then the sickness and the anger you feel about children who are being abused by the very same people. You know, that's something that folks, that your audience probably knows a good deal about already through your show, but that the U.S. public should know more about. Google Jeff Gannon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the evil is astonishing. It's like, once you see all the garbage that they're doing, understanding 9/11 is an inside job, it's a given.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got another short break coming up. Stick with us, folks. Second
hour. Okay, Charles.
Coming up with Don Paul. Be right back.